Bible school, a Bible institute in the Philippines. And so that is going to be my wife's and I focus in the Philippines while we're out there. And so being in the Philippines, we saw that Filipino people can easily get into countries that we can't, that are close to us. We'd see many of them go to the Middle East. You'd see them come to the U.S. See, Filipinos can get into any place for work. And so as we are training these young people to go out and plant churches, a lot of times they'll go back to their home. And so we'll see their village, their home being reached. But not only that, though, we've got national pastors throughout the Philippines that we're going to be teaming up with to help them reach their neighborhoods, their villages. But not only that, though, then God, through these Bible colleges, are sending out young people. And so we'll just see island after island, village after village being reached through the Bible college there, but also through core missions and with helping these national pastors. So if you pray for us, what we got going on, of course, we have deputation to finish up. Well, they said we're at 60%. But also pray about one day coming to the Philippines and seeing where your investment as a church is going. And so pray about coming over to the island of Bohol and just seeing what God is doing over there. You have any questions for me? I'd love to take and answer those questions for you. But we have prayer cards. And on the back there is just my email address. If you have anything that we can pray for, we'd love to pray for you guys. But also, if you would take time to pray for us, and that would be a major blessing for us. Once again, we are the Pattison Family Missionaries of Southeast Asia. Thank you so much for allowing us to be with us, Pastor, to be with you guys. And thank you so much for opening up your place for us to stay. We never know from one time or another where we're going to be able to stay at. So thank you so much for having a place for us to be able to stay as we're passing through the area. If we'll go ahead and take and turn to Luke. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, and why don't we all stand? Luke chapter 10. If you're not able to, of course, please don't feel like you need to, but if you're able to, we'll go ahead and take and read a few verses here. Luke chapter 10, and verse number 38 is where we'll begin. Luke chapter 10, and verse number 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to get what you have for us. Thank you, Father, that you are here. Lord, we ask you that you would speak to us. We ask, Lord, that you Lord, that we would just be prepared for what you have for us to receive from you. Lord, I'm nothing without you. Lord, if you'd have me to go a different direction even now, please change the direction, Father. But Lord, we just want to hear from you. Lord, we sure do need you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. I've been going through, you may be seated, sorry about that. Coming back from the Philippines, God has really allowed me to focus on going through Psalms. And I see over in the mission house, the Lord is my shepherd. And you can go through Psalms 23, the Lord is our shepherd. Psalms 24, the Lord is our king. And we begin to learn about who God is. And if we're not careful, we can quickly lose focus of what ministry is all about. And we're seeing that right here take place in this passage, Luke chapter 10 and verse number 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. You look back at the beginning of chapter 10, and Jesus tells the 70 that he has just sent out that, hey, if they welcome you in, sit down with them, eat with them, spend time with them. But if they don't receive you, if they don't welcome you, well, then just keep going. Well, here Martha receives him. Martha welcomes him in. And we're going to learn here just for a few minutes here on some things about what happened at Martha's house. Now, as it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Do we not think that Jesus knew that she was serving? Right? We look back at verse number 39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Not putting Mary in any specific place. The Lord allowed her to do that. The Lord had given her the heart to sit there. But for us, what are we doing today? Are we sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing his word? Amen. Or are we cumbered about much serving? Are we, you get so busy, right? You can get so busy in ministry, you can get so busy in this life that you forget about what is important.
That's right.
And Jesus says, let's remember what is important. You're always going to have another meal to cook. Amen. You're always going to have something that needs to get done. But what's the most important thing that we can do today?
Yes.
Sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. You don't understand. We've got to hurry up and get to church. Yes, and praise the Lord, we'll come to church and we will hear God's word. But how much more that we would receive if before we came to church that we sat at the feet of Jesus, just heard his word.
Amen.
God, what do you have for me today? We walk into Monday. Okay, great. We've got Wednesday coming, and Wednesday I'll get recharged. And then we got Sunday after that, and that will be my days to get recharged. And we forget because we're cumbered about. We've got so much going on. We look around the room and there's kids. But I'm sure there's also grandkids. Everybody has things that need to take place this week. And those kids will go for your attention. I don't know about you, but my kids, there's certain ones that need, the younger ones especially, need that focus and attention all the time. And we can get busy with things. Man, my kids are important. No doubt going to church is important. Ministry is important. But if I don't take time to sit at the feet of Jesus,
Amen,
and listen to him,
yes,
I've missed this life. I've missed what God has for me.
That's right.
Kids are a reward. They're a blessing that are to be given back to the Lord. And I can get so focused on my kids and so focused on my family. Well, God, you don't understand. You gave me kids, and so these kids are the main focus. And so I've got to take... No, the main focus for me today is to sit at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
And to hear his word. Verse number 39, she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Boy, can that describe my life. Everything going for my attention. Verse number 42, but one thing is needful. the most important thing. There's one thing out of all the things that are going on. You're cumbered about. You've got many things going on. But what is needful? And Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I was just thinking back this week. And except for if Christ came back, I could lose my children. I could lose my wife. I could lose my parents. They're in their 90s. But there's one thing I can never lose. Jesus. For all of eternity. What's needed for me today? I need to be able to love my kids. I need to be able to love my wife. But if I'm not careful, I can easily skip over what is important and say, okay, I got to know how to take care of them. I got to take care of this. I got to take care of that. I got to do this. And all of a sudden, oh man, I'm so stressed. But when I sit at the feet of Jesus,
yes.
I hear his word. I spend time as in his presence. He's going to help me to know how to take care of my wife.
Amen.
And he's going to help me to know how to take care of my kids. He's going to help me to know how to help the people that God has put under me. Those Bible college students, those people in the Philippines, the churches that I go to. But if I skip over it, oh man, I'm so busy. I've got to do this or I've got... No, the most important thing for you and I today is that we sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word.
Yes.
Nothing else matters. It doesn't matter how many trophies I have. It doesn't matter for me. It doesn't matter how many states I've been into. It doesn't matter how many places that I've seen. It doesn't matter that people know who I am. What matters is today that I spend time with Jesus.
Amen.
That's all that matters. I wish I could take an all day, just sit there and spend time with God. But the fact is, tomorrow I'm going to get up and we're going to have to travel someplace. We can't spend all day, every day in the Bible, in God's Word. Man, I wish that I could. But I know this. What is the most important thing that I do tomorrow? Is the most important thing that I get in a van and travel to the next meeting? No. Is the most important thing tomorrow that I go and find a place to eat for lunch? No. The most important thing that I can do tomorrow is sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word.
Yes. Amen.
God, if you want me, send me in a different direction, send me in a different direction. If you want me to be here a little bit longer, then let me be here a little bit longer. God, you take control of my life. But when I'm weighed down by everything, God, here's what you need to do. God, Mary is supposed to be helping me. I'm the one serving here. I'm the one doing things. And God, here's what you need to do. We see with just in this instant here, Martha complaining, but also Martha controlling. But Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening. But not only that, though, enjoying God's presence. And if we're not enjoying God's presence, what flows from that? Complaining and controlling. God, here's what you need to do. Instead of God, you have my life. Change it at any point, anytime, whatever you want me to do. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want your perfect will. Well, where does that start? Just sitting at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
God, what do you have for me today? Change it. I only want your perfect will. Reading back through this. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." This evening, what do we need? Just to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. I need his presence. As I'm in his presence, everything is okay. I'm fine. No matter what it looks like on earth here, I go to God's word. I can have peace for whatever's going to happen tomorrow. But where does it start? One thing is needful. One thing is needful on Mondays. One thing. Sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. There's only one thing that you need on Tuesday, to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. There's only one thing that you need on Wednesday, to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. Every day, what do we need? What is the most important thing? And I don't know about you, but I forget it. I think so many other things are important. And they are. But when I spend time with Jesus, he's going to let me know how to take care of each and every one of those. God, here's my schedule. Ruin it. God, here's my schedule. The kids are begging for me, but I'm begging for you. I need time with you. Help me to get that time.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we need you. Thank you, Father, that you're never busy. You always have time for us. Thank you, Father, that we can come to you, that you hear us, and you always know exactly what we need. Before the foundation of the world, you were the Lamb slain. Before we ever knew that we needed you, you already had provided a sacrifice. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for being our king. You are the I am. Thank you, Father, for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Patterson, for preaching for us tonight. I was thinking about the fact that we just came out of 3 days of a Bible conference, getting confidence in the book that we hold in our hands, but now you have to spend time with him in it. It's good to know all the particulars, and we heard by testimony yesterday afternoon before we left, people giving testimony to getting a renewed confidence in this book, and that's great. But if you don't sit at the feet of Jesus, spend time with him, really doesn't do much good, does it?
Amen.
And I like the emphasis that even on the Lord's Day, you still need to be alone with him. You just need to be alone with him. So if you haven't done it yet, you got time. You got time today to do that, and I trust that you will. I appreciate that very much. Thank you for that. Just a reminder to the deacons and trustees, we'll meet after the service. So just take your time. Go back and speak with Brother Patterson. If you haven't got a prayer card yet, do that. Why don't we do this? Why don't we stand together? And we'll just bow our heads. I know we don't have a pianist here to play, but would you just bow your heads? And, you know, the altar here is always open. If God has challenged your heart just about the needful thing, the thing that's really needed, and that's being alone with Jesus Christ every day. So if you want to come to this altar, do it right now. Or if you just want to make an altar right where you stand, go before the Lord. And if for some reason you are not spending time faithfully with him each day, would you just make a holy covenant with him? God, I'm going to spend time with you I am going to sit at your feet. I'm going to do the thing that's needful for my life.